final exam review. Question 4. What is a secondary reinforcer? Choices. A. A reinforcer that is offered when the first reinforcer is rejected. B. A reinforcer that acts as a punisher. C. A reinforcer that is received vicariously. Or D. A reinforcer that became reinforcing through previous experience. The correct choice here is D. A reinforcer that became reinforcing through previous experience. For example, a dog clicker. If the dog's experience is that whenever it hears a dog clicker, there's a cookie that follows, or water, or food, or walks, or playtime with the red ball. That is therefore conditioned. A secondary reinforcer is also called a conditioned reinforcer, and it is a reinforcer because it has been classically conditioned to be associated with something that is a primary reinforcer. Question 8. According to Thorndike, reinforcement is an event that A. physically forces an animal to make a certain response. B. reminds an animal of a previous experience. C. an animal desires. Or D. increases the probability of the preceding response. And the correct choice is D. increases the probability of the preceding response. Remember, that's the only criteria for something to be a reinforcer, and that is that whenever it is used, some behavior increases in frequency. Question 12. Which of the following is an example of operant conditioning? Choices. A. A child fears the sight of dogs because she was once bitten by one. B. A cancer patient feels sick when she sees the hospital where she receives a strong drug treatment. C. A rabbit named Stella blinks its eyelid to a tone that has been paired with shock. Or D. A chimpanzee pulls the lever on a slot machine to get banana chips. And the correct choice is D. A chimpanzee pulls the lever on a slot machine to get banana chips. The other three choices, A, B, and C, are all examples of classical conditioning. Remember that for operant condition, the animal has to operate on its environment. It has to do something. In all the other three cases, a child fears the sight of a dog. That's classical conditioning. Cancer patient feeling nausea is also classical conditioning. And so is blinking to a shock. Question 34. You put on your sunglasses because the bright sun is making your eyes hurt. Choices. A. Positive reinforcement. B. Active avoidance learning. C. Passive avoidance. Or D. Omission training. Correct answer is B. Active avoidance learning. This is one of the examples we had in class. And basically, you put on your sunglasses more often to keep your eyes from hurting. So that is what makes it a reinforcement. When you put on your sunglasses, the eyes hurting goes away, so it's negative. So it's negative reinforcement, another name for which is active avoidance learning. Question 39. What did Thorndike mean by the law of effect? Choices. A. Changes in an animal's level of motivation can alter its speed of learning. D. Responses that are followed by reinforcement become more probable. C. The easiest way to train an animal to do a difficult trick is to start with easier tricks. Or D. The rate of responding depends on the schedule of reinforcement. And the correct choice here is B. Responses that are followed by reinforcement become more probable. Basically, responses that are reinforced happen more often. Question 45. An event that decreases the probability of a response is known as choices. A. Punishment. B. Negative reinforcement. C. Generalization. Or D. Disequilibrium. The correct choice is A. Punishment. Remember, anything that decreases a response is a punishment. Choice B, negative reinforcement, may be intuitively attractive, but it's a reinforcement, which means that it involves some behavior increasing, not decreasing, in probability. Question 48. Watson and Rainier's study with little Albert showed that phobias, choices, A, represent unconscious desires, B, are only developed to objects that have caused injury, C, develop anytime one animal observes another animal showing fear, or D, can develop through learning. The correct choice here is D. Watson and Rainier conditioned little Albert to be afraid of rats and bunnies and puppies and fluffy slippers and all kinds of things by associating a rat with a loud noise. So basically, they taught the child to have a phobia. So the right answer is D.